What is up, guys? This is Kay. Wow, 2 years. I can't believe it's been that long time since the last one. How are you guys? I sincerely apologize for, you know, having such a long break, but if you have subscribed my channel, like both channels, one is about motorcycles and the other one is about just purely food, but massive amount. You can probably see me out there doing great. And so I've been putting a lot of work on YouTube's, and well, not a lot, but you know, I was trying, you know. So recently a lot of like things happened around me, and now I am in this new stage, I would say. I think I have more time to record things in this podcast channel. Not that I have a lot of things to speak in my mind right now, but I'm sure I'll have some ideas in the future. I hope you stick around with me. I didn't know until recently that my podcast actually have a lot of like listeners. So that makes me really happy. Alright, so what I would like to talk about is... we are moving toward a new episode and new topic right now. So it is about kanji. I also hate kanji, and I think a lot of Japanese actually hate kanjis. Without doubt. But the true question is learning kanji actually important? Everyone has that in your mind, right? And the answer actually is, it depends. It depends on your goal. Let's say if you just want to have a casual conversation, then you do probably not necessarily have to learn it. Because, you know, when it comes to conversation, do you think about kanji that you speak? You don't, right? Or let's say just like in English. Like, when I talk in English, I don't really think about like how to spell this specific word. There are some even words that I can't correctly spell for sure. So if you just want to have a casual conversation, you can probably skip that part, learning kanjis. And if you want to be able to watch anime / movies, then you might need to learn somewhat, maybe just basics. Because it's kind of like a conversation, but you don't speak, right? You just listen to it. And whenever there's like a kanji, then that's the time that your kanji foundation works, right? If that makes sense. A lot of the case, difficult kanjis are not used in anime because those are basically designed for children, right? Unless it is really like adult content. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to be able to watch animes and movies, you may not need to learn. Or just a little bit. So here's the thing, if you want to be able to read novels, books, or newspapers, then you definitely need to learn kanjis, because there are a lot. There are a lot. Sometimes I struggle reading newspapers. Let's say if you're reading novel, like Japanese novel for example, if there are some kanjis, like difficult kanjis, a first time when it pops up, then there's like a subtitle on the right side of difficult kanji named furigana. But after that, if the same kanji pops up again, there's no furigana anymore. If you want to be able to read novel, book, or newspapers, then you definitely need to learn. Or if you want to just brush up your Japanese skill to the next level and be able to work in future in Japan, then probably you have to refine your kanji skill. Cause in business case, you need to know kanjis, a lot of kanjis, right? Like when you write down report or like documents, contract, etc. Then you need to know, right? Alright, so this is it for today's episode. So the topic is learning kanji actually important? And the answer is, it depends. It depends on your goal. So, what I have in my mind is probably I'm gonna make these kind of episodes like short one, but more, you know, it's like a quantity versus quality. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I hope you stick around with me. So I'll see you soon. Peace out.